Hello, everybody. My name is Rick Napier, the president at 321 Biz Development, located in Southwest Georgia, previously from Northern California, Sacramento, San Francisco. And today is April 5th, 2024. And the title of this podcast episode is Once You Cross the Line into Business Owner Mode, You Are Responsible for Making It Happen. So I know that title sounds kind of rough. It may sound kind of mean to some people, but it's not the purpose. The podcast purpose is not to be mean. It's to elevate the requirements of being a business owner, especially now in this current economy. And this kind of economy has happened before. It's happened several times. 2008, 2011 was the last time that it happened. And then before that, it was the dot-com bust when I was in California, when all the tech companies had problems. And probably before that, when interest rates were as high as 18%. So I'm not talking about something that's strange. The economy has always had cycles. And this is another cycle. This one's kind of different because this one seems like it was self-imposed, not a natural negative cycle. But nonetheless, anytime the economy gets kind of funky, people make changes in how they spend. People make changes in how they think about their own personal situation. And combine that with any type of regulations that are out there, you know, it makes doing business a little more challenging than what it was maybe 10 or 20 years ago. So the title of this podcast episode, which basically says, once you cross the line as a business owner and you become a business owner, you are responsible for making things happen. So I can just tell you a story. As an insurance producer, insurance broker, it was 2010, and I had sort of achieved a level where I could move on and sell to a larger market. And that larger market was Silicon Valley. I'm talking about Palo Alto, San Jose, Cupertino, where the Apple headquarters is located. And these zip codes in San Jose are probably some of the most wealthiest zip codes in America. And, you know, the homes are going for $4, $5, $6 million. A shack home, like 1,200 square foot, goes for $900,000. Just to give you an idea of the community. And it's also the hub of technology. The technology that comes out of Silicon Valley touches every continent. So you can see why it's kind of like a super wealthy area. But my job, as I started a new position at a new company, was to sell to millionaires. For the most part, people, if they were not millionaires in the bank, they were millionaires on paper, meaning their assets were worth, you know, several million dollars. Maybe they earned $400,000 a year at their job, and maybe they had, you know, a couple hundred grand in the bank. But so the point was, this was a wealthier community than where I was in Sacramento. So all of a sudden, I got this feeling that I couldn't do it, even though, you know, I was selling the same product. The dollar amounts were a lot higher. Sometimes the dollar amounts and the premiums used to be $200, $300 a month. Now, these premiums were going to be like $1,000, $2,000 per month. But all of a sudden, I got this fear that I couldn't do it. And it was because the people were wealthy. Now, I wasn't wealthy, but I was a Fortune 500 sales manager, executive in Los Angeles. And I used to make over six figures. So it was just an interesting thing. So I want to give you another example. I had a colleague that lived in the San Francisco area, and this was a real estate agent. Now, if you saw this real estate agent, you would say, man or woman, all you would have to do is walk in the place and just tell people you sell real estate, and people would be jumping all over themselves trying to give you their address so you can sell their homes. At least that's how I saw it. That's how a lot of our colleagues saw it. But the person didn't see it in herself. So to make a long story short, she felt more comfortable selling at that time $200,000 to $300,000 homes in the Central Valley, like Stockton, Modesto, Lodi. But where she lived, the homes were $700,000 to like $2 million. But she didn't want to sell those homes. She wanted to drive 60 miles and sell the homes that were $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, because she felt that the people that wanted to buy $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 homes were at her level, her comfort level. Even though she lived in a community where the homes were $700,000, $800,000, $900,000. So I say that just to give you some examples that a lot of times when we look at trying to do business and finding our own business, we have these creepy things that creep up in our minds. These I call them devils, these demons that pop up that say, oh no, you can't do that. So when it comes to finding your own clients, we're really talking about contacting and prospecting. And those two words send shivers down most people's spines. I know it did for me. When I first entered sales as an independent salesperson, the person I met, he said, Rick, you will do real well as soon as you understand that you are very valuable to the community and you have a lot to offer. And as I pushed through this journey of being not afraid to contact and prospect people, you know, a lot of great things emerged. I'm not saying it happened overnight, but what I will say is that I didn't have a lot of help. But now I understand how to help people. So I didn't have a lot of help. It was just really two individuals, one guy from Boston and another manager I had from San Francisco, that shed some light, not so much on overcoming my fear of contacting and prospecting, but it was some things added to my mindset to let me know the products that I had were valuable and I needed to give people more respect at the interview. That's the very, very short version of it. I give people the big story during the training session, but I just want to say, for people looking to improve their businesses, and I'm talking about the industries that we mainly support and even businesses that we don't generally support, the process is kind of the same. The only difference is, as the dollar amount goes up, your transaction price, $500 per transaction, $1,000 per transaction, and up, the need to contact and prospect and do it very methodically is very, very important. When the transaction prices are $30 or $50, there's still some value in what 321 BizDev offers in our sales system training, but there's something that happens in the consumer's minds and in the world of business and marketing when prices jump to $500, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $100,000, or if the commissions are that dollar amount. The interesting thing that happens when I do these type of sessions, and I do train a lot of people. I've trained probably 300 people over the last 10 years, and they have been attorneys, CPAs, dentists, plastic surgeons, real estate brokers and agents, insurance agents and brokers. And again, any product or service company where the ticket price is $1,000 and higher. But the interesting thing that I will tell you right now, although this training is for everybody, everybody could use it, probably less than 20%, I want to say 10 to 20% of the people will say, let's go, let's do it. And trust me, it's not based on the price that I'm charging. It has more to do with, and I'll give you a great example. Let's say you're 50 years old, and I tell you the story about the boogeyman underneath your bed. And I said, as a kid, I used to always think sometimes there was a boogeyman underneath my bed. So even though I know there's no such thing as a boogeyman, when I was a kid, I would look under the bed just to make sure. I would turn all the lights on in the bedroom and look under the bed. Sometimes I'd get a flashlight. And I would look under the bed just to check if there was a boogeyman. And I bet you right now, if I tell people right now, there's probably a boogeyman under your bed. And you're 50 years old. And I keep telling you, the boogeyman is real. Yes, the boogeyman is real. And a boogeyman might be under your bed. There's going to come a time in the near future, you will be in your bedroom and you will remember what Rick Napier said about the boogeyman underneath your bed. And there's going to be one instance. Who knows what's going on in your life at that time? It could be some trauma. It could be your senses are like elevated. You're thinking about a lot of things. You're worried about something. Or you just saw like a major car accident. And even at 50 years old, somebody is going to look under their bed to see if the boogeyman is under there. I kid you not. I've seen it before. And people have told me that they have looked to see if a boogeyman was under their bed. That's why I say only 10 to 20% of the people will actually move forward, because learning how to contact and prospect to find your own business is really an exercise of wanting to overcome one of the most scariest things in this world. I don't care if you went to MIT. I don't care if you went to UCLA or Georgia State, or you went to Princeton or Florida Institute of Technology. You're the smartest man or woman in the world. Learning how to prospect and contact, or contact and prospect, will send fears down the most courageous person that you know. This person could be like a Marine Corps sergeant who won all the battles, who defeated all the enemies, who ran through, a bunch of bullets flying in the air and made it to save the day, to save the troops, to save the country. Even that person will be a little timid when it comes to learning how to contact and prospect. So I will post some details on my website at 321bizdev.com about how to start the training. And when I say trust me, I know trust me is like, okay, he said trust me. But the training will give you more than you think. And you will be on the path to learn how to contact and prospect and grow your own business, instead of solely using social media or some type of digital marketing type stuff. My name is Rick Napier, the CEO, president at 321 Biz Development. My toll-free telephone number is 855-600-9911. Take care and make it a great day.